likely the most relevant and important Ramban in terms of basic hashkofa and emuna is this famous Ramban that I'm sure everybody knows in the end of Parshas Bo. It's something that every bachur, Ramban, yid, should know in his sleep. And no, by no, I don't mean on an intellectual level. I mean, but to internalize that you have to live this Ramban. This Ramban gives us the way to learn the Yesodos of the Emunah, how to look at Yetzias Mitzrayim properly, and what it's meant to do for us. I'm just going to mention a few points of the Ramban, and then I want to show something else from there. Ramban says very clearly that Yetzias Mitzrayim is the Evan Yesod, it's the cornerstone, it's the foundation of all the Yesodos of Emunah. Everything that comes from Yetzias Mitzrayim. Bekitzer, what he says is, he starts out saying, Hishtapshus Hadeyas, the way that a person can be Kofer in heaven, Hishtapshus Hadeyas, is in three ways. There's the Kofer in Be'ikr, who say that the Olam is Kadmon, and it's from the Eibush that didn't create the world. Then there's the ones who agree that he created the world, but they're Makrish, be it the Yod Zdolosh Naramban, be it the Yosei HaProtis, the Omru, they don't know that we created it, but then that's it. Now it's its own independent thing. The Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't know what's going on. And group number three is the ones who agree that the Eibishter was Beirei and agree that the Eibishter knows what's going on, but they're not. They're Makhish Hashkacha Protis. They're Makhish Hashkacha Protis. His lashon is v'yase odom kedoge hayam shelo yashgiach hakel b'hem ve'ein imohem oynesh oischar yoimru, they'll say ozav Hashem es oros. Carries on the Ramban. This is already the lashon Ramban. V'kasher yirtzo ha'elokim be'edo, when Eibishter will want an edo oy biyochid v'yase imohem moifes, and he'll do a nest for them, make a nest b'shinui min hogoi sheloilum v'tivoi, to change the teva chutz l'derech ha-teva. What will be nizbar from that? Yizbare l'kail, it will become evident to everyone, bitul ha-deyes ha-ei l'kulam, the bitul of all these possibilities. Ki ha-moifes ha-nifla, because this chutz l'derech ha-teva shows the only one who can be shayla to affect changes in taprut, that is the one who created it. The only way that he would do it over here is he knows what's going on over here if he's doing it. The only way it could be done over here is he has the power to do what he's doing. So, v'aki ha-moifes ha-nifla, moire, what does it teach me? Al sheyesh la-oilam eloika mechadshoi, that there's an eloika who creates the world, who keeps the world going. V'yoideya u-mashgiach, and he's mashgiach, he knows what's going on, and he's mashgiach v'yochel, and he can do it at whatever he wants. And in addition, if that moifes chutz l'derech ha-teva is preceded by a novi saying that it's going to come, right? It'll be nizbar. In addition to the other three things, you see Nevuah also. Ki yedaber elokim elo adam v'yigal asoida yelavodav anaviim v'tiskayim imze kol. And if that's true, and you have all of that, v'tiskayim imze kol ha-Torah kulam, you'll have the total indication of that the Eibishter is the Borei Olam. Everything is the Rebbeinu Shelam. The Schar v'Einish. He has the koyach to be manish you. He has the koyach to be manish you. Mamela, what does he say? Every word here is v'tiskayim imze ha-Torah kulam. That, then you have to. Then the Torah has to be. If this you saw the Rabbeinu Shalom, you see you everything, and this is the Rabbeinu Shalom's Torah. So that you have to. That's how you have to be mekayim. It's all emes, and you have to be mekabel. Then the Ramban goes on. He says later, there's three lashonis that we'll find if you learn the parshas of Yetzias Mitzrayim on the Makkos. You find three different terms, which one could say they're all the same thing, but he comes to teach us that they're not. One thing it says, Laman Teida ki Yeni Hashem bekerev ha'aretz. Another one is a pasuk you find sometimes, Laman Teida ki Lashem ha'aretz. And the third one is, Bavur Teida ki Ein Kamoini b'chol ha'aretz. Three things. Zok the Ramban, each one comes to tell us a different inyan of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's hanhaga in the world. L'man teidu ki ani Hashem bekerev ha'aretz. Bekerev ha'aretz means functioning within ha'aretz. That Zokter Ramban is coming to teach Hashgacha. That Hashgacha protest. That he's bekerev ha'aretz. Meaning b'toich the halichis of ha'aretz. The comings and goings of the world, he's governing them. L'man teida, ki l'ashem ha'aretz, that's coming to Chiddush. L'ashem ha'aretz, he's the balabas, he made it. It's all his, ki hu abayr. Bavur teida, ki ein kamayni b'chol ha'aretz. Ein kamayni means powerful, no, there's no power like me. That's the koyach to enforce. B'lahayres ala yecholus, that he's the shalit b'kayl and nobody's ma'akev b'yodai. Zokter Rambanu b'kol ze hayo ha'mitzrayim ma'chishen ha'mistapki. And the Mitzrayim denied all these, or at least were mesupik and then didn't believe in these things. Im kain, Zokter Ramban, this is Loshen again, ha'oysayis v'ha'mayfsim ha'gedoylim, the oysayis and the mayfsim that they did in the makas, eidim ne'emonim be'emunas ha'boyre be'tayre kula. They're eidim ne'emonim in the emun of the boyre and tayre kula. What do we learn from the Ramban? Eidim Nabani means there's Eidus, they're not talking in the air. They have to talk to us. They have to be an Eidus to us. That means you have to be Mizbainain in the Parshas of the Makkas, in the Parshas of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and see, for example, he said there's three things over here, right? Ki Neshem Bekerev Ha'aretz, Ki Li Ha'aretz, Ein Kamayni B'thing, Be'aretz. Each one is different. Now, each one is used in referring to different Makkas. So to learn it up properly, you have to see why specifically does that Makkah teach us this. Teach us that the Eibishter is the Chiddush HaOlam. Why does this particular Makkah teach us Hashgacha? Why does this particular Makkah teach us the Kayach of the Rabban Shlal? That you need an in-depth thing to in-depth and you look to analyze and to look very carefully at the Makkahs and learn them up properly. Al pi Chazal, al pi Mefarshim. But it's not enough to learn them up and have them in your head. Right? They have to be Eidus for us. Eidus ne'emonim be'emuna u'tayrekula. That this is Eidus for us, that we have to have emuna. If it doesn't bring you to emuna, so then you're telling you I'm not makabel your Eidus. Then basically, if these maifsim are Eidus to us about emuna, if we don't become ma'minim, if we don't take it to heart, we're not makabel their Eidus. Right? We have to be makabel their Eidus. This Eidus is not, no term is used tam. The Ramban goes on, that, and this is the part that everyone, the Ramban says that the Eibishter doesn't make Nisim Chutz L'Derech HaTever every month to Kedonish Dik, right? Doesn't make it all the time. So the Ramban, famous Ramban, Bavur ki lo yasa oisu moifis b'chol dor le'enei kol Rasha, my Kaifer, the Eibishter doesn't make Chutz L'Derech HaTever for any Rasha or any Kaifer. Yitzav oisonu shenase tomid zichrein v'ois. The Eibishter will tell us when, for those things that he did, etch it in your memory, it should become a part of your very being, your very Metzias. Yasa oisum mayfes bechol dor. No, lashero einenu. We should make an oisum mayfes lashero einenu. Venati kadover and copy it and give it over el benenu ubneim livneim uvneim l'der achrein. That's to give it over. That, what do you call that? An integral part of the emuna is this chutz l'der achateva, which shows us everything is the shayrish of our emuna and the rabbinish of how is it, how it was nizgalatos that the Eibish is the bayrei olam. That's how Zeichon Tzias Mitzrayim relates to my sabreishis. Our idea, the way that we bechush can see what my sabreishis was is through Yitzias Mitzrayim. The door of Yitzias Mitzrayim saw Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's why you have to take that Yitzias Mitzrayim and put it in every single person and give it over l'dor, 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 that the reality of Yitzias Mitzrayim becomes a reality in Ad Kedei Kach. It's internalized that it's a reality. That's where b'chol dor v'dor chayav adam liros es atzmai. Why dafka liros es atzmai ki lu yotza? Because it has to be a reality of Yitzian to realize that it's real for you too. And he says, and that's why you find v'hichmir ma'od b'inyan zeh. And you see, in this inyan of the zecher of Yitzias Mitzrayim, because it's so important to internalize into the yisoid of emuna, that's why it was mechayev koretz for achilas chometz. That's why it was mechayev koretz for leaving, for not being mechayev the korban pesach zechiv koretz, the only essay for which there's a chiv koretz. V'hitzrich hakosuv kol ma shenira eleinu. And and you should put it in the Pischei Batim, in the Mezuzos. Vishenazker Zeh Bepinu, Babayker, Ba'erev. Schiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, in the morning and at night. Vishenasa Sukkah, B'kol Shana, Kiba Sukkah, Seshav Tizbil, Ba'yitziya Yoysam, Eretz Mitzrayim. V'chein Kol Kayoitze B'zeh Mitzvahis Rabbi Zecher, Li'yitzias Mitzrayim. V'hakoyl, Zog the Ramban. Liyos Lonu, B'chol Hadoyrois, Eidu Samoifsim, Shelo Yishtakhu. It has to be real. It has to be an amunah chushes, he's saying. That's what he's saying. It has to be passed on and chomer that you realize that there's no budging from it. It's the ultimate emes and the ultimate reality. And it has to be part of your very being, part of your emes mitzias. Like he said, it has to be eidus hamoifsim shelo yishtakhu. It has to be literally unforgettable because it's etched in your very being that this is the mitzias. Then you have, and that is, why is that so important? That's so important because these are the shayrish of emunah. You have to, live be'emunasa. Without that, there's no life. A person has no life without the emunah. Without this, you can't have that. Specifically, this whole Ramban is on tefillin, v'hoya lo yisal yodcha, u'l teitof is ben einecha. Specifically in the mitzvah of tefillin, the Ramban explains in the beginning, the dalet parshis of tefillin, the Dalit Parshis of Tefillin, so two of them, Kaddish Li and V'hoya Kiviyacha, mentioned Yitzias Mitzrayim, and Shema and V'hoya Mishamaya, what do you call it? Our Kabbalah Sayyid Malcha Shamayim, Kabbalah Sayyid Mitzvahs. Right, the Ramban calls it that Shema and V'hoya Mishamaya are Marim al Mitzvahs, Ha'ichud V'zichrin Kol HaMitzvah, V'ayin Shan Uscharon V'chol HaShayresh Be'emuna. So what does that mean? What is the combination of the two sets of two in the tefillin? That you, because of the Yetzi Zecher, Yetzi Yis Mitzrayim, that's the cornerstone, that's the foundation for us of Emunah. So if you put it beyond the lev, and you put it by the mayach, that it enter, and that means your whole existence is motor, is driven by Yetzias, the Emunah, which comes out of Yetzi Yis Mitzrayim, what it's meant to make you, that's the first two, those two parshas, the other two parshas, that's from there comes the only way, only with that firm emunah and everything that was nischadish in Yetzias Mitzrayim, do you come to the Kabbalah Sal Malcha Shamayim to be mekabel everything and to be mamin and everything. That's the shayrish of all emunah. Kids are, these are the chashavs, the things in the world, right? The aleph of Yesaitis and the pinnacle of what's the chashav. The Yesaitis of Amunah, that the Ramban is Mechadish over here, Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim, everything is Amunah, it's Mafkiah from any Avodah Zorah, that's there on top of the totem pole. But it's not. The Parsha of Tefillin also was mentioned a few psukim earlier in our Parsha. V'hoi lecha lois al yodecho, yodcho, zichrin bein einecho, and the Chafetz Chaim al HaTorah, Chafetz Chaim is Medayek, the end of the Pasuk, what's tefillin? Tefillin, he said, is mamish, the epitome of everything. It has chiras yitzias Mitzrayim and the emunah and everything. That's the aleph base of everything that all of Klal Yisrael is about. What's the tachlis? The whole thing is a tachlis for what? It's not. That's not stop. You can't rest in your Lord. Oh, I did it. That's you didn't do anything yet. That it just makes you ro'i for Torah. The Leman Tiyah Torah Hashem Beficha can only be, it's only Limud HaTorah and not Talmud 101 if it's seeped in this Yira and seeped in the Emunah and what the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is. The Lashon of the Chafetz Chaim there is, B'kama Mekayim is Gilsalonu HaTorah Tam HaMitzvahis. Tam HaMitzvahis. Bachilas Matzah Gilsa Torah Leman Tiskeres Yom Tzitzchum Tzitzchum Tzitzrayim Chag Asukas Leman Yedu Derasechim Kim Sukkos Eshafti Vehine Yadua Mamoram Al Eila. And at Kama, you see how chomer it is in Yiddishkeit. Chazal say somebody who doesn't put on tefillin, Eilu She'ein Meinichim Tefillin, they're called Poishe Yisrael Begufan Utfilin Heima Ois Al Chidush Ha'olam V'Yitzias Mitzrayim, like we just learned up in the Ramban. V'chol Gufei Ha'emuna Hatluyim Bohem, we just learned that up in the Ramban. Afal Pike, Dr. Chafetz Chaim, Golsalanu Atayrakan, Ki Iker Kavonos Hatzivui, Shalhanichas Alhanochas Tfilin. What's the Iker Kavon of the Tzivui? It is what it is all the Semuna, but that's a medium. Iker Kavonos Hatzivui, for what? Hurak Leman Tia Tyrus Hashem Beficha. Kloimar, Dr. Chafetz Chaim, Tfilin Hematnai Latayrim. Umi balade tefillin ein teira. Ulamdeinu ba. Shahatayra be madrego el yoina. Shafilu tefillin. Shigufa yamuna tluyim bohem. Einam elo hachana leteira. It's marvelous what he's. As chashuv as we understand all these yisaitis in Emuna, that's just a step to get to be roi for Torah. Just to get to be roi for Torah. Amayradike, you say that. The Hasbro is, because what's Torah? Yet we have to understand how to approach Torah. Torah is not just a chacham. Torah is not just Talmud. You open it up and you learn it with your seichel. If it were up to our seichel, we would understand nothing in Torah. Torah is eliki. We would understand nothing in Torah. You can understand. I mean, you can understand as much as the human mind can understand, and it would lead to the Krum Kaiten. And you'll lead to, you know, look what the rabbis in America say. You know, it leads to that kind of stuff that has nothing, doesn't even vaguely resemble authentic Yiddishkeit. The only way that you can have a shaychus to Torah eliki, you make a bracha, the second bracha that you make in Birchas HaTorah every day, and I hope it's not a bracha l'matala. The bracha is, right, V'harivna, and then what's the end? Ha-melameid Torah l'ama Yisrael. The only way we have a hasoga in Torah, a real hasoga Torah, of the amitus of Torah, and more than of the besikus of Torah, the only way that we have a hasoga in that is the Eibishter is teaching with you. When you're learning the havayas of Abaye and Rava, right, whether the Havayas of Abaye and Rava, whatever it is, if it's a Yushalei Midas or different Makhleks of Abaye and Rava or anything you're learning, it's not just you are sitting with your mind as ever good or not good it may be, with your memory as good or not good it may be. The Eibishter is sitting and teaching it to you if you realize what you're doing. If a person has that Kavanah. And if a person learns with the Kavanah that the Eibishter is teaching it to him, then you have a Siyata Deshmaya that the Eibishter is Peseach Sha'arim for you in order to have a Havana and Torah. But it's only if you realize that it's the Eibush they're teaching it to you. Memela, in order, how are you mischaber to the Rabbeinu Shalom? How are you mischaber to the Rabbeinu that the Eibush that teaches you to? How are you roi for that? You're only roi to be a Talmud of the Eibush if you realize who the Eibush is. You have to be mekabel that the Rabbeinu, what does that mean that he's the Borei Olam and that everything is there? But everything has to be perspective. What are you doing when you're learning Torah? You're not just passing the time to get the lunch. What you're doing, or supper, or sleep. You're not passing the time. What you're doing is the Rabbeinu Shalalem, and the Rabbeinu Shalalem is the Bayre, and the Rabbeinu Shalalem is the Mashgiach, and the Rabbeinu Shalalem is the Schar V'ayish. The Rabbeinu Shalalem is everything, and there's nothing other than the Yichud of the Rabbeinu Shalalem. And this is the Hevel Piv of the Rabbeinu Shalalem. This is the Divrei, the Dvar Hashem. This is the Dvar Hashem. It says, Yisrael v'yiraisa v'kutshebichu chadu. Right? What does that mean? That's the ultimate. That the ultimate in the Bria of Klal Yisrael, the Spitz Klal Yisrael, when it's Niskayim, the Matar of the Bria of Klal Yisrael, is Yisrael v'yiraisa v'kutshebichu chadu. What's that triumvirate there? What is that? You cannot be mischaber to the Rabbeinu Shalom. You can't have Yisrael v'kutshebichu. There's no connection between the Rabbeinu Shalom. We don't even understand what the Rabbeinu Shalom, what it is. It's bilti mugbal. It's something that, from the Etzem Bria, the mere fact that we're Nivroyim, it's beyond us. How is one Mischaber? You can't be Mischaber to the Rabbeinu Shalom Gufa, because we don't know what that is even. But you can be Mischaber to the words of the Rabbeinu Shalom, which are connected to the Rabbeinu Shalom, which are coming from the Rabbeinu Shalom, that you can connect to. The only way you're Dovuk in the Rabbeinu Shalom is to be Dovuk in Torah. Is Dovuk in Torah. That's how you get to be Dovuk. The Yisrael and Kutcha Brichu can be a Chadu because it's Yisrael v'Kutcha Brichu v'Oiraisa v'Kutcha Brichu. Through Torah, you can have. So that means Torah, you're being Dovuk in the Rabbeinu Shalom. You can only be Dovuk in the Rabbeinu Shalom if your Maimon is there. You're only Zeicha and a Darga to do that if your Maimon is the Rabbeinu Shalom. If you realize that everything, that you are nothing and everything is from the Rabbeinu Shalom, and the entire map of the world and how one is meant to conduct his life and what keeps the world going is the blueprint from where the Torah came, the world came, which is the Torah. if you appreciate what the Eibishter is and what Torah is, then you're learning Torah, then the Eibishter is a Malama Torah to you, and then you're Zeicher to Madregas and Torah, to Sha'arim that open up for you in Torah. Chaim Volozhiner, Nefesh HaChaim Shar Dalet, also talks about that. There he's talking against those who sit and learn Sifrei Musar a whole day. That's not the point. He says the point is to sit and learn, but you have to realize that he says, but I don't mean to negate that when you sit and learn, you have to realize, who are you sitting and learning? Right? Who are you? What are you doing? You have to realize that you're learning Torah Hashem, and then you're zeicher in meridika things. Now, this Yisrael is also not only Stam. This Yisrael is also in the Geula Asida, a very, very interesting Tanan de Be'elio that the Chofetz Chaim brings there in that same shtickle in Chofetz Chaim Al Torah. Tanan de Be'elio, Zuta Perik Yudalet. It says like this: She'ein Yisrael nigolim loy mitei chatzar. Yisrael, the ultimate Geula, will not be mitei chatzar, loy mitei chashibud, loy mitei chatiltel. It won't be because of tzar. It won't be because of travel, being bouncing around from place to place, and not mikayach shibud. V'loy mitoich hatiruf, v'loy mitoich hadoichak, v'loy mitoich she'ein lehem zayin. It's not that all those things won't happen, but ultimately that won't flip the switch for the geula. Ella, what do you expect to happen now? Ella, mitoich asara b'nei adam she'ein yoshvin ze etzel ze. Ten people sitting and learning, very interesting. They're sitting zeitzel ze, learning b'chavrusa. But it's very kolechav mem kairei v'shoyne im chaveray. It's the Torah is the ultimate kiyum, the ultimate for which the thing that the geula will come is when the Eibishter sees the tachlis of the world. The world that the Kedusha was brought to the world, the Kedusha of Torah, which is only through them. I'll digress for a second. The end of that Chazal is interesting. V'koilom nishma. There's an emphasis on koilom nishma. It's the emphasis on koilom nishma. They're sitting and learning. Say, what's koilom nishma? Now you find in various Chazals an inyan that Torah should be learned b'koil. The Torah should be learned b'dibur and not b'machshava. And not b'machshava. For example, the tchun of Klal Yisrael. When he said, "When you want to know what's the koyach, where in comes the koyach of Klal Yisrael," says, "Hakoyel kol yankev v'ayadayim yadei Esav." Hakoyel kol yankev. It's also this emphasis on koyel, which the mafarshim say this emphasis of koyel is Torah, is limud haTorah. So the koyach of Klal Yisrael is hakoyel kol Torah. The Chazal say like this in Yuma Daf Yud Beis Tana Rabbanan. It's talking about a difference between Torah and Tefillah. V'dibarta bom, which it says by Talmud Torah, v'loy b'tefillah. Rashi says, "What's v'dibarta bom? Yesh lechol hashmiya mashata moitzah v'picha." There's an inyan to be mashmiya mashata moitzah v'picha. Erevin num dalad amud aleph. There's a lot, three members of Chazal at least on this inyan. Tana Talmud echad hayaloy l'Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer had a Talmud shayashayna belachash. He used to learn quietly. V'lachar gimul shonim shachach talmudah. After 3 years, Shachach Talmudah. It's interesting. You see, there's an inyan of dibur and koil in learning. Otherwise, Shachach Talmudah. Amar leShmuel or Rabbi Yehuda, another Gemara. Shinina tells him, "Kid, listen, Talmud, Yingel, Psach Pich Pumech Kri. Open your mouth and learn. Psach Pumech Tni. Open your mouth and learn Mishnayos. Ki Hechi the Tiskayim Bech, so that the Torah should be Niskayim v'Torah Chayim." And so that you should live, it should be Marech Yomim Shenemar, Ki Chaim Heim Lemoitzeim, Al Tikri Moitzeim, Ela Moitzeim Bepeh. The Nino Bepeh. Last one, Bruria Tvisod Reb Meir, Bruria Eshes Reb Meir, Zokta Gemara, Ashkecha Lahu Talmida. She saw this guy learning, the Havikagoris Bilechisha. He was learning quietly. Botcha Bey, she admonished him, Vomrele, Lav Hochi Ksiv, Arucha. Bakoil Ushmura in Tahim Ramach, what do you call it? It has to be Arucha Bakoil Ushmura. What does that mean? If it's Arucha, it has to go in all of your Ramach Evarim Shel Odom Shmura Belev. What does that have to do with Dibur? The Marsha explains, Im Arucha Bakoil, the Hainu Bakoil Ramach Evarim, he's into it and he's speaking with the whole Koil which comes from his whole goof. Shad Dibur Bakoil Ram, maybe Hargosho Tnua Lechol Evarim. And this is not Stam. And Eitz HaTeva, the Rambam paskins at LaHalacha and Hilchos Talmud Torah Perek Gimel HaLacha Yud Beis. The Rambam says, "V'chol HaMashmiya B'Shas Limudai Talmudai Miskayim B'Yodai Aval HaKari B'Lachash B'Mheira U'Shecheach." For Rambam, for Rambam, for Shem Chaber and Shulchan Aruch, Yerodeya, Simon Reish Mem Vov, Siv Beis. What's the Yisayid? Why is it Mishtakach? What does that mean? In order for Torah not to be Mishtakach, any external knowledge that you have, Ad Kama, that it remains external, so it's there's you and there's it. So there's nothing that's keeping it in you that it should stay. And the only thing that stays, your stomach is there every day, right? Your arms are there every day because they're a part of you. The only way that the Torah is there every day, and it's not Mishtakach if it becomes a part of you. If it becomes a part of you, you have to put your whole guf, kilu. That's this dimyun to the whole guf of Bekoil. That's where this union of Bekoil comes from, what the Marshal says. A little bit, that's scratching the surface of what it is. The Aymek of it is more than that. The Aymek of it is a very simple thing, but it's a deeper insight. What's Dibur? What's the Kayach HaDibur? Why do we have the Kayach HaDibur? Kayach HaDibur is Vayipach Ba'apav Nefesh Chaya. So everybody says over the Targ, the Ruach B'malah. The Kayach HaDibur is called Vayipach Ba'apav. It says, Man de Nofach mi Dilei Nofach. The Eibishter put Kilu, his own breath, into the mansion, made a Nefesh Chaya, this Kayach HaDibur. What is the Kayach HaDibur? It doesn't mean just the saying words, so even Schwarzes try to say words. You know, everybody says words. It's not the simple. Kayach HaDibur, Dibur goes much beyond that. Dibur is much deeper than that, and it goes much beyond that. Dibur is the Yid, different from a Goy, is that the Yid has a Neshama. The Neshama is a Shayrish, and Kami Mal, and it has Torah. Every Yid has a Kayach of Torah inside, Torah and Kedusha. You have the Guf, which is Chamrius, and that's the story of life. That's one against the other. What is Dibur? What is the game plan that you're meant to do? Take that Kedusha and bring that Kedusha from inside, make it into the physical world. Bring that Kedusha into the physical world. What's the bridge? That's what the Maila, that's what Kayach HaDibur is. The bridge of from the Kedusha of the Neshama, which is Kedusha Satayra, which comes from inside, the bridge to taking it out, that's the Kayach HaDibur. That's the Kayach of Kayach. The tachlis of the Bria is for Adam to take the Kedusha and bring that Kedusha into the world. The way that's done is with the Peh. The Shmaitzer writes in the Hakdama that the klaf of Torah Shabbal Peh is the Peh. The klaf of Torah Shabbal Peh is the Peh. You're putting Torah in this world. That's the Maila. That's the Maila. HaKoyel Kal Yankov is the Torah. It's the Koyel, the Kiyum of the Kayach of Yankov, to exist, to be Misaken, to fulfill his Takos Abriya, is through the Koyel of Torah. That's what the Dibur is. That's the emphasis of Dibur on Torah. If you do that, it's your neshama bringing that, then you've taken your whole ruchnius and gashmius and subjected the whole thing totally for Torah, then the Torah becomes a part of you. If the Torah becomes a part of you, then you're not shecheyach the Torah. But that's the oimek of this kayach HaDibur. I saw, again, I'm not very well versed in Naam Elimelech, but I saw it brought from the Naam Elimelech, that he says, if you're not mashmiya, im lo nishma le koil ha-taira, if there's no koil in taira, the limud doesn't pile anything. What does it mean? That the taich of it is what we're saying, right? Talmud, it's not just getting encyclopedic knowledge that a shvuah does need a shem or doesn't need a shem, and when does a shvuah need a shem? The taich of everything is that you're taking the taira, you're doing something. The person has to realize that also. Chaim Volozhin spends prokim in Shardalad. And then for Shachaim, talking about what a person is doing in Elamus Elyainim by learning Torah. What the Chshivus is of learning Torah. The Torah can only do that if it's Bekoil. What does that mean? You're being Misakan Elamus. I'll comment that it's inside you. It's Bifnim. The idea is take it Bachutz and put it in the Elamus. Put it out. What's the bridge? What's the means, the medium by which you do that? That's Tafka through the Koil. He writes there, the Yesh Dibur, he says, this is what we said before, Yesh Dibur l'chayru l'kala u'musayla. All the Goyim can talk. But what's the Chshivas of Yisrael? It's Huloshen HaKodesh. Me'olam HaDibur, he calls it Malchus and Kedusha. What's Malchus and Kedusha? What does that do with Malchus and Kedusha? You're taking, bringing Kvayt Shamayim into this world. You're taking, putting Kedusha and the Malchus of the Rebbeinu Shalom into this world. That's what Dibur is meant. That's what the Chshivas of Dibur. So that you understand this Chshivas of Koil and Dibur. Only when is the Kiyum of that if it's Bekoil? So what's going to bring the Tikkun of this world, which is going to bring Mashiach? The Tikkun of this world is by taking the Pnimius and bringing it to the out one. That's Koil and Nishma. That's what the Medrash said, that Kaila Nishma. Another Chazal says that when in Mitzrayim, if we're talking about the Shibud Mitzrayim, in Mitzrayim says Dibur was in Golos. It's a Lashon of Chazal. Dibur was in Golos. When Dibur was in Golos, the Mitzrayim talked. Right? They didn't talk. The Torah says, we're not talking about that Dibur. We're talking about Ruach Mamalala. The Koyach HaDibur as being a reflection of a medium to bring out the internal condition to the world. That was Begolos. Mitzrayim was the big place of the biggest tumor. It wasn't shy of such a thing. That was Begolos. What brings it? Part of the Yitzhi of Mitzrayim was to take them out of that tumor where you can be Mekadosh Dupe and you can then get to Kabbalah Satayra. What again was the Tachlis? Like we say, I'm going back to Kamaisa. What was the Tachlis? The Tachlis of the purity, the Tachlis of the Yitzhi. What was the Tachlis? The Yitzhias Mitzrayim, according to the Ramban, taught us everything that this pasuk is saying. We see played itself out in Etzem Yitzhias Mitzrayim. The tachlis of Tefillin, of the idea of the Hashgacha of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and Kabbalas El Mitzvahs and everything, that is the means to the Hachana to Kabbalas HaTorah. Yitzhias Mitzrayim was the Shoresh of that Amunah. That's what it all. That's what happened, right? He and Hashem bekerav haaretz, gili haaretz, gein kamayni baaretz. All of these things. That's what the Ramban says we're meant to be learning from Yitzhias Mitzrayim. What was the tachlis Yitzhias Mitzrayim? When you go out, tavdu nesaleikim baharazim kabbalas atayr. Right. The tachlis of Pesach Yeshuas. The tachlis was kabbalas atayr. That's this leman tia tayrus Hashem beficha. One has to work in Amunah. He brings an interesting story. On the bottom there, Reb Shmuel Greinemann, brother-in-law of the Chazon Ish, was the one who put out this Chafetz Chaim al HaTorah. He brings a ma'isa with Reb Hirsch Levinson, Zecheinu Levracha, the son-in-law, the Edom of the Chafetz Chaim. So Reb Hirsch Levinson said over that when he was in Valozhin, so the Ram Reb Chaim, al pi my cheshbin in when he could have been there, lecheirud al di Reb Chaim Brisker, but there wouldn't be Reb Chaim Valozhiner. But whatever it is, Aram Reb Chaim, whichever it was, doesn't make a difference. Ruim Advarim, Misha Omram, whoever it is. So he came to the Beis Medrash, and he saw two guys standing in Shmuzin, right? And he saw two guys standing in Shmuzin. So he said, he went over to them. No, Baruch Hashem, he came. There's only two guys standing in Shmuzin. That was pretty good. Right? So he came. He went over to them. He says, "What are you talking about?" So they told him, we're being done when the Yetzer Hara comes and sees such a kibbutz of hundreds of Talmidim learning with such great tshuka. Yeah? What does the Yetzer Hara think? So they asked Chaim Volozhiner. Didn't bat an eyelash. Chaim Volozhiner told them what the Yetzer Hara thinks is, he looks at you and says, keep talking about me as much as you want, as long as you don't learn. That's what the Yetzer Hara is thinking. Why is that? Like Peyder, the Yetzer Hara, where there's the biggest kedusha, that's where the Yetzer Hara wants the biggest achiza, where the Yetzer Hara comes against it. Don't learn. Why? That's the top. The top isn't emuna, the full emuna and bitochen. The top isn't all that. The top is from there to the lamanti ateres Hashem beficha, the tavzunes aleikim baharazeh. That's the tachlis. That's the tachlis. That's where the Yetzer Hara is coming. That's where the ikar Yetzer Hara comes. The Avodah, the Limud from these parshas, from Parshas Boy, Parshas B'Shalach, last week's Parsha Vayira, is to learn up the Makkas and learn up, take this Ramban and make it a part of your life. Take the Ramban and understand every aspect of Yetzias Mitzrayim. You're fortunate enough that you have the Mashgiach, the Shmuznan, the Eser Makkas, how it works. So he'll do a lot of the work, but don't just write it down and forget about it. You should internalize it. These are Yesaidis. In Torah, these are Yesodis in life. This is what it's for. Take it, and then, and only then, but remember, that's not the final destination. You have to take that, and then when you sit down and you appreciate that what you're doing is the Torah of that Rabbeinu Shel Olam, who's the Beire, of that Rabbeinu Shel Olam, who's the Mashgiach, of that Rabbeinu Shel Olam, who's Schar V'Einish, it's the Torah of that Rabbeinu Shel Olam, then you hire yourself the Choshevs, the Rebbe in the world, then you have a Malam and Torah L'Am Yisrael, and then you can grow, and that's the way to bring the Geula. Ciao.